President Bush today signed a bill that makes security in the nation's airports a federal responsibility.
Thanks to this bill, we have a new commitment to security in the air. And that's good news. As Americans travel to celebrate this season with their loved ones, it is now my honor to sign this important piece of legislation.
President Bush at Reagan National Airport near Washington. The aviation security bill had taken a partisan Congress weeks to produce. The legislation is the latest in a series of steps the government has taken to increase security in the skies.
Additional funds will be provided for federal air marshals and a new team of federal security managers, supervisors, law enforcement officers, and screeners will ensure all passengers and carry-on bags are inspected thoroughly and effectively. The new security force will be well trained, made up of U.S. citizens, and if any of its members do not perform, the new undersecretary will have full authority to discipline or remove them. At the same time, we will adopt strict new requirements to screen checked baggage, to tighten security in all other areas of airports, and to provide greater security for travelers by bus and by train. This bill sets a one-year deadline for the transition to the new system. It gives my administration the flexibility we need to make that transition work. Ultimately, this bill offers local authorities the option to bring in outside experts, a method that's worked well in Israel and Western Europe, provided those outside experts can meet our rigorous new safety standards and requirements. Security comes first. The federal government will set high standards, and we will enforce them. These have been difficult days for Americans who fly and for American aviation. A proud industry has been hit hard. But this nation has seen the dedication and spirit of our pilots and flight crews and the hundreds of thousands of hardworking people who keep America flying. We know they will endure. I'm confident this industry will grow and prosper.
President Bush at Reagan National Airport. This morning he signed the Aviation Security Bill.